greetings, sisters. Sister Dub from don'tperish.com. Hey, we're out on the road, so if I get interrupted, please just bear with me as I try to get my train of thought back, but I think we should be okay. We're in a parking lot right now. Brother James is working, and I took some time to come to the van and make an audio here. In fact, Brother James was in here making an audio earlier and got interrupted by a man who wanted to talk about the gospel signs on there, so that was pretty awesome. And in the meantime, I was down the street going for a walk around through a park, and I was able to witness to a woman. So praise God, the word is going out. We're just doing our reasonable service. So anyway, the topic of this audio is going to be hugs, and I guess I'm going to ask Brother James for the title. He had a title for it because we were discussing it. I forgot what it was, but it's about hugging and greeting people. And the reason why I'm going to do this is because a sister brought this up. And it's a really good good topic, one that I never thought about talking about for us sisters. Because, and I've seen it in our lives, there could be situations that we're not really sure how to deal with. And so we do see how we are how it's talked about in the New Testament about greeting one another, saluting one another, holy kiss, however it is that we greet. Now, I'm not even going to go there. I'm just going to say Brother James has teachings on holy kiss. We don't see that a holy kiss is a command for today. So anyway, you want to learn about that. He's got teachings on that on the discernment blog. And so what I'm going to talk about is hugs. And so if I were to see one of my sisters, I'm going to hug her. I'm going to give her a holy hug. I'm going to give her a sister hug, whatever that is. Brother James, when he sees one of his brothers, he hugs them. And if somebody wants to do a holy kiss, that's fine with them, whatever. But we hug. But what we don't do is promote the hugging of opposite sex. And so let me talk my way through this and try to explain it here, because there are gray areas here. And there are some situations that somebody might find themselves in, and it's not sinful. So let me put some of them out there. So say, Brother James, because we travel all the time, but now that we're getting rid of our land and everything, we're in the van full time. We fellowship with people long distance on a regular, constant basis. Some we've met face to face, some we haven't. And so let's just say this. Brother James is working with a brother, and they're brothers in the Lord. They're striving together, and we happen to be driving through their area, and we get to meet him. And he jumps out of his car, and he runs over, and he gives Brother James a hug, and he runs over to me, and he gives me a hug. Now that's my brother in the Lord, and he just hugged me. And we teach that handshakes between the opposite sex should be a good and acceptable form, hugs between the same sex. Now, did he just sin by hugging me? What about if I reciprocated carefully and hugged him back? Did I sin? No. This brother doesn't understand. It's not like it was a sexual thing between anything. Now, Brother James would probably, later on in the day, sit down and explain it to him, and I'm sure he would understand. And so there's one situation. How about another situation? Well, I'll kind of blend a few of them together. Since we established between believers and hugs, that's what we would teach in the body. And now let's look at unbelievers and the different relationships we might have. So say, for instance, you have grown children and they're married, or they have boyfriends or girlfriends. And maybe before Christ you were hugging them all, I'm hugging my son-in-law, Brother James hugging daughter-in-law. You know, we're not like hugging. It's very, very careful, very loose, you know. And now we become born again and we're still hugging them. And then all of a sudden we're like, hey, wait a minute. What should I do about this situation? Okay, now let's hold that thought. Throw another one in there, and this sister kind of brought this up. A husband having friends in the house, and they've been long time friends, kind of like family, and there was hugging going on with everybody. Now all of a sudden, being born again in Christ, a woman's looking at this going, huh, the Bible teaches me in 1 Timothy 2 to have a shame-faced manner. How do I deal with this now? Now let's look at shame-faced. In 1 Timothy 2, shame-faced is talking about a woman with the idea of downcast eyes, bashfulness that is toward men, modesty toward God, reverence, shame-faced. I'm not going to go into what shamefaced is. In fact, I think I have some audios on that. I'm going to go look them up, see if I can bring them over into the website or just do a new one. But based on that description, we have to be very careful as godly women how we deal with men. And this, I'm going to keep this in the realm of greetings and hugs. So I just gave you two situations where prior to Christ, we were just like, you know, no big deal, hugging everybody. And now after Christ, we go, is this something we should be doing? Now, here's some situations for you. What I'm going to say is there is liberty and grayness in this area. And let me explain why. So say that you start to realize, hey, you know, maybe this isn't the best thing for me to be doing because I want to be a shamefaced woman. I really don't want to be hugging the opposite sex anymore. You can take it in different directions. One, if it's somebody you've been hugging for a long time, you could say, hey, could I share something with you? You might not understand, but me as a godly woman, I want to honor God and I want to have a shamefaced, meek and quiet spirit. Could I just shake your hand from now on instead? I mean, no offense to you, but I just want to be honoring to my Father, and this is what I see I would like to do, and I hope you understand. You could sit down and have that talk with those people. Now, somebody might say, well, I don't really see a problem with it. It already has been. I'm going to just do it very carefully with them. I'm trying to walk very carefully here because there is a gray area. Now, another thing that could come up is if you do decide to talk to somebody, you're looking at this fact that if they repent, they're going to become your brother, and you're probably not going to be hugging them. I mean, because if you're not hugging all the brothers in the body, why would you just single out one to hug? You know what I'm saying? Not saying that, say your son becomes born again, and you were used to hugging him before, and now he's a born-again believer, that you can never hug him again. But we also have to be careful because now we are not, we are family in the body of Christ and we do things differently according to God. Now, would you hug your son in the middle of the body in front of everybody else? No. But maybe there was a time and a situation, you know, maybe you were really sad or whatever, and there was a hug between a mother and a son or something. It's not sinful. So I don't have a black and white for you, sisters. I have somewhat of a gray area. We can tell by the scriptures what we should try to do. Let me give you another example, and I might be kind of all over the place, but hopefully it'll make sense in the end. Another example would be, say that the relationship that you have with some of these people that you've been hugging is not like real close enough to be able to sit down and talk to them and say, hey, could I shake your hand and stuff. You may try to do some other things. And I'm going to get to a point here why we want to tread very carefully with unbelievers. You may start putting your hand out. If somebody wants to hug you that you've always hugged, you may put your hand out to shake it. You know, you can pat their hand. Now, some people may take that hand and then move in for a hug on the other side. There may not be a way to get out of it. And I just want to say this. We want to be very careful because hugging is not sinful. It's not always the most optimum thing between males and females, especially, you know, if as long as everybody's around and sees it and it's not like something private or whatever. We have to be careful because they don't see through the eyes of the Lord and through the Word. And some people may take great offense to that. So we have to be careful, and only you know the situation that you're in, and to go to the Lord and pray. And sometimes God may open up a door and move things, change things. Let me give you a situation here that could really cause an unbeliever to stumble. And Brother James and I have had the situation, whether it was in our business while we were carving for somebody and then we witnessed to them, or on the street somebody came up and we were witnessing to them. And so we have an awesome conversation, whether it's with a husband or wife or a husband or whatever, and I'm going to keep this geared toward women. And say it was a man on the street came up to us and Brother James was witnessing, and it turned out to be an awesome witnessing thing, and we spent some time with him, and he's like, wow, thank you so much for sharing all this with me. I never knew that, for taking the time, you know, and he was very grateful. Now, he may give Brother James a hug and then turn over to me and give me a hug. Now, if I jump back and go, oh, I don't know you, you're a stranger, I can't hug you, what do you think that will do to that man? He's probably going to look at me like, oh, wow, I just offended the woman. And maybe all those seeds that were planted might be dropped because he's so concerned of either A, I offended him, or I mean, he might be fearful that he offended me, or maybe he's looking at it like, oh, I'm not good enough for her to touch. You see what I'm saying? In the culture where some of this goes on, it's not necessarily sinful. Now, we've had situations where that's happened and somebody will say, can I hug you? And you have the choice to say yes or no based on the situation. And I've been in that situation where people have said, can I give him a hug? The woman gives me a hug and she goes, can I give your husband a hug, please? I'm just so thankful. And it's happened and it's like, yes. You know, now if she were to become our sister later on down the road, and we teach her, you know, the whole concepts of God's word, and then say the subject comes up and she goes, why did you let me hug your husband when maybe you're kind of teaching now that that might not be the best thing? Then I'm going to explain to her then about how we don't want to cause people to stumble. And so hopefully I've kind of covered all the areas that I was looking at to cover. And to be honest with you, I just paused this so I could think about it because I didn't make any notes. I was just kind of going with what Brother James and I were talking about. So I'm pretty sure I covered them all from the different angles. And I'm going to listen to this. Brother James will listen to it to make sure that I helped explain it right. And if I'm missing something, I'll just do another part to it, add to it, change it, whatever it is. Or if I caused any confusion or anything, let me know. And once again, I'm just going to say that it's a gray area. It has some liberty in some areas. We got to be careful about our witness, whether we do or don't hug in both situations. And going to the Lord in prayer if you're in a situation that you're really not sure about. And so, and I'm happy to help any of you if you have any questions. So shoot me an email and we'll just go from there. Hopefully this was good enough to be able to help some of you through it. Praise God for this day. Let's see what the rest of it brings. And I'm happy to be able to encourage you, sisters. Have a joyous day, sisters. May God be praised.